Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark, and I'm joined, as always, by my chaos crew and our fantastic DM. Let's go around the horn.
Rich.
Hart.
And Ryan. We didn't say who you guys are playing. You guys all skipped it.
This is episode 9. If you don't know who we are at this point, start back at episode 1.
You know what? Fair.
Listen all the way through.
I'm Ryan and I play everyone else.
Wow. Listen. If you're jumping in at this point and you have no clue what's going on, I don't know why you would keep listening. Yeah. That's a lie. I know exactly why you keep listening. It was a fantastic episode.
That was very fun. Was
I
very
cannot fun. Wait to unleash my number one father mug.
That was your big takeaway? Your fucking mug?
Just wait, because you'll all forget about it eventually. But I won't.
I knew you guys were just going to be like, we need to ask the Reggie 100 questions just to hear Ryan do the voice.
I do love the voice.
Jesus Christ. Who do I play? Yeah. Glebnor's whole world is upside down right now.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, my whole experience has been robot bad.
Yeah, and I mean,
Reggie's awesome.
The world's whole experience has always been robot bad. So,
yeah. What the hell's going on?
I mean, we're setting up the second arc.
It's crazy because you look at it as for probably a long time, robots were very good. And then one thing happened, and everyone for the last 700 years have been like, no, they suck.
Millennia suck.
Yeah. I love that you already have an adopted son, but you're still in dad mode with Reggie, which is so funny.
It's hard to turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gave Reggie some harsh truths.
Yeah. No, that was great. I loved all you guys doing your little individual talks with him during the long rest. We're using an autonome clockwork soul sorcerer for Reggie's character.
Oh, nice.
Do we have to wind him up at night?
He winds himself. But autonomes are cool. They don't require to sleep. They just kind of like stay in a little dormant state while they're kind of hanging out.
Trust him a little bit more, we're never staying up for watch.
If Reggie dies, I can make a gun out of him.
Oh my god.
So dark. I love Reggie.
Call it the Reginator.
You're the Reginator. God. So I'm so conflicted.
Not going to do it. I'm just
It'd
saying.
It'd be a minigun.
It's Reginator. God's will.
You gave him a lot of fun little, like, he's really just like here to like buff you guys.
But I'm just saying, if he, like, if any battle actually causes him to like die, then we're taking him with us, but in a different form.
Yeah.
He's finishing the adventure with
us. Exactly.
Gun.
How mad are you that I forced him into being a garden gnome?
Oh my god. You like fucking twisted the improv knife on me. Of like, yeah, aren't you wearing that hat? Like, new.
I'm like, god damn it. We can't get off this fucking train now. You really got me good.
The curdled shoes was
that. That really... I mean, I pictured him just like a regular, like a little gnomish guy, like, you know.
He's got,
but no.
Rosy little cheeks.
He's got rosacea.
And a nice little beard.
I love the idea that he was programmed as his disguise self is a garden gnome.
Stands super still.
So stupid. That was fun. I wanted to really hammer out that the Dreadforged weren't always called that. Once called the Gearforged.
They weren't so dreadful at one point.
No.
Also, how happy is Daddy? We got the tree back.
True. Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm like, I
did
can't
nat
believe
20.
You got the nat 20 to find him again.
Just spill license plates. Oh, God, hell. Sorry. Bowing.
Just find him again. Sorry. Launches license plate.
What an absolutely insane way to apologize to someone. To just explode license plates at them.
Like, at first, I thought when you said explode, it was just going to be like ninja starred into them.
Well, I meant like they burst forth from me.
You might want to use less violent terminology when you describe handing them a
maelstrom of license plates.
It's just casting cloud of daggers, but with pain plates on his
head. I was panicking when you were like, I'm going to try to swim back down in there. I was like, oh my god, don't do that. You're going to die down there. I was like, I gotta fucking steer them off that cliff as quickly as possible. You guys are just waiting at the surface.
Had one point of intelligence, I was gonna try to become a diving bell.
That was wild. I'm glad you guys got out of there in time. I was getting a little nervous. That mud was seeping in quite quickly.
I can't believe Dreadforge made it out.
Yeah.
And quite a few of them where if the footprints are to
so
be believed.
So kind of the timeline there is when you guys first heard the explosion, that was what broke it open. And they spilled out and began heading through the swamp. And you guys had kind of got there like late.
Poor Gary.
Yeah. Yeah. Gary, I felt so bad because I was like.
He's Greg.
Greg.
Sorry, I called him Gordy earlier.
I think Gordy was the frog man.
It was the frog man. Yeah.
No, it's just anytime I have to improv a name, I always forget it. And then his name, I just kept forgetting every iteration I adjusted it to. We're doing it right now by calling him Gary. Yeah, I had rolled to see if he was going to survive. He did not make it. So he unfortunately. Yeah.
We got to for sure find Bush Mommy.
How? We got to haul ass back. Those things don't sleep.
Listen, yeah, but they also have to make it through the twisting path that like randomly moves around on them.
Yeah, but if those things run into the dryad or the children,
they would probably kill them.
We got to find Bush Mommy. We got to warn her.
We can't detour this.
Well, no, but if we can get to Ivy, we can most likely find the quickest path through everything.
Well,
so,
I was going to say I can also ladder again and we can just look.
Well, no, we
can't. If we can't find Ivy, that's what we can do.
I mean, it's probably easier if we can somehow get Ivy's attention.
Well, I imagine Ivy will help us, too.
Well,
especially if kids are endangered.
That and the fact that we brought the wet.
We brought the wet. We have a new god. She better start believing. And also marry my father.
Son, settle down.
Never!
You took my accent. I'm so proud!
I'm really growing into it!
Yeah, so that was episode 9, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are
moving right along.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was real proud of you guys getting through this whole little first adventure. I mean, it's not over yet, but... Whew. I got a little dicey there for a bit, as the name implies. With the
dicey!
Fucking dice in here, all right?
Like the vacuum.
Not the vacuum.
That was killing me. I hope you guys have as much fun on the next episode. It's going to be a little different.
See, the problem for me is my whole subclass is about guns. But I can't use a gun at Tidicle.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you're God. You are the new God.
If you use it to kill the things that are attacking Tidicle, we prove that guns are good.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a...
Guns are good.
That's a message to take home, kids.
Guns, try this at home.
Guns are fine. Everything's great.
I think something's going to go wrong if I use the gun. I'm going to use the gun. I mean, let's be real. But it's like, I feel like Theo's having that. Do I use it? Do I not? I'm going to use it.
I mean, it's a way to get more followers or else.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, we'll have to leave Tidegold quickly. After defeating them. But.
After saving them?
Yeah. I mean, if they also see Reggie as Reggie, they're going to be like, oh, no, they're not good.
My dumbass brain thinks this is a way to convert people back to like. We killed the bad ones, but look, we got a good one.
Hi.
Isn't he lovable?
It has been so fun doing that voice again. I forgot how much I like doing that one.
It seeps into everything.
I know.
We got to also beat feet because we don't want our buddy Mr. Horton getting hurt either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Tim Horton. Whatever his actual name. Drogno.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Rabbits. They're everywhere. Oh, no.
He must have backup of some kind, right? He's not the only ranger.
No, he's probably the only one.
He's the only one out there now. Yeah.
Ryan's going to roll for him, and he's going to roll a nat 1 and die.
He's going to explode, and Timmy Horton is gone forever.
No! What about our little buddy with the turnips?
He probably made it to Tidicle.
All right.
He should have, yeah.
Unless the squirrels had something to say about it.
Mm-hmm. They probably just stole his turnips.
We told him to tie those bags down tight, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but those squirrels are assholes.
They're so...
And we did leave them pretty pissed.
Yeah. I left one with delicious fish tacos.
Turnips?
He sounded like he was real hungry.
Yeah, fuck him. I hope he starved to death. Piece of shit. Talking to my mind. Trying to get me to turn his daddy.
Well, yeah, the rat folk, my little squirrels, they may make an appearance. They may not. We'll see. I love them, and I want to sneak them into this campaign at a later time when you're all least expecting them. But yeah, I just love how easy it is for you guys to roleplay with each other now. I feel like it took like that many sessions, but I feel like the core group is so good now. Like the dynamic is really locked into our grooves. Yeah, it's really locked in.
It's just it's wistful going home, you know?
Yeah, it's nice.
And with such stakes. Because yeah. I really would love to sit down with Meemaw and have a nice meal. If we're being honest, maybe try and win over Uncle Bleagon. Wait, we didn't get anything for him. Fuck. We'll save his life. That'll be good.
That's a nice enough little reward.
We got to hope that he doesn't try and fight because he has your stuff.
Why'd you have to say that?
You think he didn't think of that already?
No, I know he did, but I was now it's hoping he didn't. And it's now at the front of his brain.
I mean,
Bleagong's going to try and prove himself to you by fighting them.
However, he has 18 AC, so...
He does have 18 AC now.
He's hard to hit.
He is encumbered, but he does have 18 AC.
He can barely move.
Yeah. Well, it's 7 days of muscle training. You don't think...
Yeah, I'm sure...
7 days!
Bleagong has just been doing like deadlifts in the armor to get his core strength up enough to be able to carry it around.
Yeah. You don't know. Yeah. You don't know how fast a fish matures, right?
I guess. We can't just like dip in and out. We gotta like, where's our accolades for the wet? And I have words to have with.
If anything, Theo's gonna have to hide.
No, you're the face. We're throwing you front and center.
Our new friend Reginald has minor illusion.
He sure does.
Could he use that to disguise the gun?
Oh. That's our holy symbol. We can't disguise the whole symbol.
It's true.
We have to wear it proud because if we hide it, then it shows we aren't strong in our belief.
Fuck. You're right.
We have to do a crusade.
Crusade it is.
Listen, you guys can't also crusade. My guys are crusading. You guys are crusading. Everyone's crusading.
We're crusading their crusade.
We're overriding the crusade.
Damn it. They reverse crusaded me.
Well, we got 185 followers now.
We both said crusade.
It's 86. 86. 100,
oh, 187. We got Reggie and Big T. Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me add Reggie.
I don't like that you guys are tracking these, but okay.
How else are we going to fully make him a deity if we don't have enough followers?
I hate that Mark has been like, what is the number we need to pass
I
to
divinity? I want to know the number.
And listen, I know the number. That's all I meant.
You guys are rapidly gaining them. So I don't know how I'm going to have to make
just
it.
Just think of how many more we'll get once
we come back.
Bleebly uses his Bleebly blaster to save the day.
Oh, it's the whole Tidagal, I imagine, is just going to turn to Bleebly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll die to the Stormcleric.
No, they won't. They're whack.
The Storm Clerics, I'm assuming the Storm Clerics are the ones that put that storm over Gearhaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if they can do that.
Well, I mean, I feel like we wouldn't suffer from having a storm over us.
I mean, the really dry.
As the fish
lady.
Man.
Yeah.
Constant water?
I don't know. Let me see if I like electrocute a fish, what happens? I think it's going to not take it great.
Because it's a raging storm, isn't it? Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's a... It's like thunder,
massive
like lightning.
Maelstrom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once he eventually constructs a sniper rifle, we won't have to get that close to them.
We'll shoot the storm.
We'll just shoot the storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just shoot
in
the clouds.
I'll be flat over it. I'll become form of umbrella.
Hey, like continent long big flat.
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I'll rage.
You'll
take half damage on the lightning.
You'll be fine.
That's not how rage works. You don't half damage lightning.
You should probably read your features because I'm getting nervous now.
I know.
At
I
this like point, just at this point, just be a totem barbarian.
I was looking at that.
That is true. I'm very interested.
I get a storm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think you should be the wild magic one. It fits you so well as the character.
True.
It is the most chaotic barbarian.
Giant barbarian. I could be even bigger.
Oh, yeah. Juggernaut, yeah. Right?
No, the path of the giant. I have the book that got that. So
I haven't even read through that
one
yet.
How big does it make you?
If you're small, you just become large. I'm already large, so whatever.
Well, I think.
But medium? I get 5 extra feet of reach with like melee, so I can like really swangle on you.
Oh, that'd be nasty. Just
and you get some cool pseudopods. Stuff from it.
Yeah.
I don't remember all the specific things, but I read through it and I was like, this would be cool to do. I also get to learn
giant language instantly.
Well, that makes me very nervous.
I'm learning dwarvish from good old Reggie now.
Yeah. We'll just keep kind of role playing that during long rests, and then eventually I'll just let you add dwarvish. It's real guttural.
You're just being tutored.
I loved when all three of you were like in the sidebar of Celestial, and Theo's just standing there like, what the fuck is this?
Son, I guess he could understand us. Reggie, get in the sidebar.
You know, it was so funny because you guys both looked at me like, we're in the sidebar. And I'm like, he has comprehend languages up. He's part of the sidebar. The look of terror where you're like,
oh no, this is dropping.
You loudly talk in Celestial.
Just use the Theo not understand me so we can just speak it to each other.
Real comfy with the sidebar. Well,
I think a lot of our comfort will be ending in the next episode. I'm pretty excited about it, but just kind of brace yourselves, folks. It's going to be, I think, maybe a little bit different tone. But we will see next time. Mark, take us out.
All right, everybody, you know the drill. Tune in next week to find out the thrilling conclusion of our boggy adventure. We'll see how it goes. And as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Give us the 5 stars, please. God, we need the 5 stars. I'm gonna lose the house! Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.